Brian and Trisha. Here's some tips from their employees that just work at different places that are offering tips. They're saying at any concert venue, the best sound will be directly in front of the engineer at the main soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a tip on where to sit. Don't make the bed before you leave a hotel. It has to be taken apart anyway for cleaning, and if it looks unslept in, it could get overlooked and not get changed. Okay, the thought of that for me, like what if somebody has like made it all real nice and neat and then they don't change the sheets? Oh, please tell me that is not true. Please tell me that is not true. Okay, if you're buying a mattress at an actual mattress store, buy it in the middle of springtime because that's when it gets incredibly slow and they have the best sales.
I thought it was President's Day.
Every holiday they have a sale.
Because there's something about Abraham Lincoln and George Washington that means we need new mattresses. But there's something there.
Be wary of ketchup bottles on diner tables.
Ooh, that's a real trigger for me.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, and that's not just, I mean, that's really anywhere. I know some restaurants clean them, and they do a very good job of cleaning them.
I'm skeptical of condiment bottles that are just sitting on your table because a lot of those should be refrigerated.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
And you've just got like some hot, open air, bacteria filled ketchup.
It hadn't killed me yet. I mean, come on. I've been doing this for over 40 years using condiment bottles that are not refrigerated at these restaurants.
I like it when you walk in and the waitress is marrying up two old bottles together.
Yes.
And it's like, how old? I mean, do we really know how old the ketchup is in the one bottle? It's like, you know, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, you know?
Yeah, it's probably all right. What about the salt and pepper shakers?
I tend to not use condiments in restaurants. I tend to not use salt and pepper shakers in restaurants.
I will ask you, if you have small children, don't let your small children play with them.
Mm-mm.
And put them in their mouths. I have seen that. Please, if you have small children, please do not let them play with the salt and pepper
shakers.
What
if you have large children? Should you let them put them in their mouths?
They should know better. Teach them not to put those things in their mouths, please.
Should know better and do know better.
Come on, people. Come on. No salt and pepper shakers.
Right, back to your original point.
That was it.
Don't put a salt and pepper shaker in your mouth.
That's where I'm ending.
That's your whole point. Okay. It's the Brian and Trisha show. Trisha's turned into Brian this morning.